thousands of us on our way in and out of Woking drive past the futuristic sign, the perfectly cropped lawns and the spookily identical trees planted a regulation distance apart. And we wonder exactly what's going on in there. Well, today, a lucky few are going into Surrey's equivalent of Willy Wonka's chocolate factory to find out exactly what they are doing in there as McLaren Racing officially opens its £50 million state-of-the-art supercar production centre. Beth Andrews is a journalism student who's already been there. Hi, Beth.
Hi.
How lucky. Do you know how jealous I am? I tell you what, the one thing that I've wanted to do since I've come to BBC Surrey to present the show is have an invitation to go round McLaren, because it does seem so mysterious and exciting, doesn't it?
Yeah, to say that it is mysterious is quite apt for it, especially with the way they kind of treat it outside.
Yeah, exactly, because you just can't see what's going on. It does look very futuristic. Tell me how you got the invitation to do it and what it was like rolling up to the front gate.
I entered a competition in the Formula One racing magazine to be part of the Photo Fan Forum, which they held over the summer, and I think it was only the third one. And I actually thought it was a joke when I got the email. I thought, oh no, this can't be true, because I'm only watching Formula One, really, because of Lewis Hamilton.
Who, of course, drives to McLaren.
And was actually there. Yeah.
Well, did you know that this was going to be the case when you went along?
Yeah, I did. And
so how were you feeling then as the gate? I mean, what did they check? Your bona fides? They check your credentials? Check you had the email before they let you in?
Well, actually, I got the train there, and I've never actually been through London on my own, but nothing would have stopped me that day. Absolutely nothing.
You got the train to a McLaren supercar production centre?
Oh, no. I got the train to Woking station, and then from Woking they had Mercedes to take us up to the train station.
Of course they did.
Nobody was allowed to walk up.
Really? So that's what they said. And then what was it like once you got inside?
Oh, it's just, for every sort of Formula One fan, because you got to see Ayrton Senna's cars for a start. So I think every fan would have had some degree of fun in there. And there was actually a Ferrari fan.
Well, there you go.
In Ferrari clothes.
Really? How insulting to the memory of McLaren. Let's bring in Professor John Watts from the University of Surrey, who's, I'm sure by now, rather blasé about rolling up at McLaren's fun gate.
I'm not at all blasé about it. Good morning, Nick.
Good morning. Tell us what it's like from your perspective and how you got involved with McLaren.
Well, myself and two colleagues from the Faculty of Engineering at the University of Surrey teach a course on design and manufacturing in composite materials. And if anybody watches Formula One, every so often there will be a cry from the commentator, there's some carbon fibre on the track. It shatters when there's contact in the race. And we, the three of us, are involved in really helping the designers at McLaren use that in the most purposeful way to get the best performance from it.
And what would you, because to me this is like Willy Wonka's chocolate factory, how would you describe the campus that they've got at McLaren in Woking?
It is absolutely fantastic. I mean, I'm probably two, maybe three times the age of the previous speaker, but I concur absolutely with her comments. And to actually go there as part of my day job is just wonderful. It really is good.
Do you think they deliberately cultivate this air of mystery, is it? Or there are sound reasons for keeping the place secure?
I think it is. It's a combination of two. I've been to other Formula One teams in the past, and there one goes into a hangar-like type arrangement, always very clean. But with McLaren, one actually goes through the security gates, goes down a lift, a subterranean passage, up another lift to a reception. It is so elegant and so impressive inside, and it has cultivated mystery. The number of my friends that are also have an active interest in Formula One and say, you've been to the McLaren Technology Centre. Tell me about it. What's it like? And then the invariable question is, will you take me with you next time you go? That sort of thing.
That's the thing. It's that something you can dine out on once you've been there. And just in terms of the opening of this factory and what this MP412C car is going to do for Woking, the local area, and McLaren itself, I mean, they've already sold out of their first year's production, haven't they?
This is quite remarkable. I mean, it's a car that has been bubbling under as far as the motoring press and the cognoscenti have been aware. And you know, I've seen one, not at McLaren actually. When I've been to McLaren, it is being assembled behind glass windows that are totally blacked out. You can't see it. But I actually saw one on the A3 of earlier in the year. I suspect being driven by Jeremy Clarkson actually.
Oh right. And in terms of what it's going to do for Woking and the like, because it's very popular already, isn't it?
McLaren make a big impact on Woking. They will be recruiting some local people to the factory. We've actually got three of last year's graduates who are involved in our Formula Students team, where we build a very modest race car. Three of them are already working in McLaren. So from the Woking area, it's going to increase employment, which is absolutely essential at the current sort of recessionary climate. From the university's perspective, hopefully they'll recruit more of our graduate mechanical engineers.
Are you going to be along there today?
Unfortunately not.
You see, they are so stingy with their invitations, aren't they?
They must have forgotten to put my name on the guest list, unfortunately.
Professor, it's a joy to speak to you. Thanks very much for coming on this morning. Professor John Watts from the University of Surrey. And before that, Beth Andrews, a journalism student who's managed to scoop me by getting inside Surrey's equivalent of Willy Wonka's chocolate factory. There will be some very special guests there along today, and you'll be seeing inside the factory on the news, no doubt, later today. It's 7:15.